Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit RevyInnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, HB told women to tell men to vent to them, so they can use a man's low points against them the next time they're in an argument. Then a few days later, she has the audacity to ask, why don't men want to vent to women? Women vent because they can't handle holding on to too much emotion, so they use men as emotional tampons, so we absorb the excess emotional energy, and so they can feel better about themselves. It's selfish of them, and it's also selfish to get us to open up so they can use it against us too. Moving on, this woman says that it's your job to demand solutions, but not to provide them. Teddy Roosevelt assesses the situation correctly by saying that complaining about a problem without posing a solution is called whining. Dude was totally based, and he used to call it like it is. Maybe that's why we haven't made any material progress as a species outside of computers in the last 50 years, coinciding with women entering the workforce and now providing solutions to civilization's problems. Number 3, Big Beautiful Whiner is upset and says that guys leave every single woman that cheats and tells us good luck. Cheating on a man is disrespecting him more than anything. And for a man to stay in a relationship with a woman, he needs to be respected. For a woman to stay, she needs to be loved. And what's really upsetting is that 645 women liked her post and agree with it. Maybe there are more women out there that are okay with their man cheating than there are men with their women cheating. Up next, you've been lied to about food by doctors. They don't care about nutrition and how it impacts your health, and they just want you sick, fat, and stressed as possible, so you keep on popping those pills. I've been eating 4 eggs a day for almost 10 years now, and I feel better than ever. They haven't affected my cholesterol. I also boil them because fried eggs, while delicious, tend to contribute to my acid reflux. Boiled is better than fried. Number 5, who would you take? Margot Robbie or $1 million? I'll take the money, please. Hell, I'd take $10,000 or even $1,000 instead of her. Remember, guys, cash over modern women, always. Or if you were entrepreneurial, you could take Margot Robbie and start an OF page with her and collect millions of dollars instead of only one. But for those of you that would take her instead of the money, she's had kids, so she's not even worth it anymore. Moving on, what do you call people like these that wear shirts that say so sorry on them? I would guess race traitors. How about mentally whipped woke-tards? I would wager that there's at least one cuck there raising another man's kids. The sad part is that they don't even know what they're sorry about. If it's slavery, then odds are their ancestors were still in Europe well until after slavery was abolished. What are they really sorry for? For having higher IQ and blonde hair, perhaps? Number 7, this woman wears booty shorts to the gym, and trolls say she only does it for male attention. And we all know that's exactly why she does it. This is one of the reasons that I work out at home, and why you should too. For this woman, the only reason she's saying this is because she wants an excuse to show off. After all, the gym is one of the last public places people still go. Bars, clubs, movie theaters, and malls are all dying. With a Zempic, I wonder if gyms are going to be next. Up next, here's the ideal man for the delusional woman in 2025. I'm so sick and tired of what women want anymore. They aren't going to get him, and if they do, it'll only be for a short period of time, before he leaves them for another whammy. Because a man like this has limitless options. Why would he spend his whole life with a mediocre woman? Women are so delusional that even single mothers are looking for billionaires, then entertain them like dancing monkeys. Number 9, looks like Hollywood is finally dying. Filming films in LA is on an all-time low, with people suggesting LA might turn into the next Detroit. Of course it will once teenagers start using AI to write scripts and generate movies and make millions while everybody else is unemployed. We're about to enter a new golden age of entertainment, and talent will dictate what gets watched. The money has already moved from musicians to podcasters, and now is moving from the film executives to guys making movies in their mother's basement soon. Moving on, here's Shaq shacking up with his new girlfriend. Why aren't women calling him a pedo? Because of course they all want to be that woman. I hope he learned his lesson from the last divorce. Probably not. Also, here's another reason that women want him. It quite literally is like a hamster eating a banana. For most women, once they go Shaq, they never come back. Imagine the Shwing-Shwang going in. It's like splitting a log. I'm surprised that she's still alive. Number 11, was this a win or a loss? This 22-year-old UK student sold her virginity for £1.8 million to a Hollywood star and says that she doesn't regret it. Of course she doesn't. She now has enough money to pay for a place to live and retire if she wanted. That's $2.4 million. This is probably the highest paid working girl in the world for a one-time deal. What I want to know is who paid to pork her. Maybe it was William Defoe that got up in her hole. Up next is another restaurant that says don't order food if you're not going to leave a minimum 25% tip. No thank you. I'll just eat at home. As for this restaurant, I guess they don't actually want to stay in business. Have fun going out of business, morons. The problem is that restaurants pay servers under minimum wage. Even when I worked at a bingo hall, I got $10 per hour and tips were extra. So it was still worth it. Don't blame the servers. Blame the politicians for not forcing restaurants to pay minimum wage. Number 13, Sharon Stone says all people who voted for Trump are uneducated Americans. What she really means is unindoctrinated Americans, because only those with useless university degrees voted for Kamala. To this, all I have to say is keep your legs closed, Grandma. She hasn't made a popular film since 1998 with ants, and she was an animated character. Why should anyone listen to her or take her seriously anymore? Moving on, this woman says that she cheated on her boyfriend with her rapist. She says that by seducing her assaulter, she reclaimed the lost control she had over her body. I don't know about you, but I don't think he was even a rapist. This might have just been her excuse when she got caught cheating. But if it's true, then this is probably one of the best examples of girl math that I've heard in quite some time. She sure showed him who's boss. Number 15, why is it that the moment you get married, your wife blimps up? Is it the wedding cake? I hear it's the most fattening food on the planet. And then your formerly thin and beautiful wife will complain that you don't find her attractive anymore. When you put a ring on it, it's like a reverse fat grenade. The ring gets put on, and then she blows up. But then when she takes the ring off in a divorce, your house and financial future blow up then. Up next, look how woke of a joke Robert De Niro is. When his son revealed that he's now his daughter Erin, he became supportive. He's got no choice, because if he doesn't, he'll get kicked out of Hollywood. What's even left of it? It's no coincidence that Sharon Stone and him were in Casino together. They both have Trump derangement syndrome. Let's hope that Joe Pesci is way more grounded. People that turn out gay are oftentimes sexually assaulted by their fathers. Just saying. Number 17, Marcus says that men aren't intimidated by strong women. Women believe that being aggressive, rude, and unpleasant makes them strong. No, it makes them insufferable and disagreeable. These types of boss babes are just becoming the men they've always wanted to date. It turns out that the so-called strong women are too weak to control their emotions. Most women don't understand that they're more likely to get a man if they're pleasant to be around. Moving on, check out the new Charlie's Angels. But who's going to be the villain? Bella Ramsey's forehead. Maybe Pedro Pascal will play the part of Charlie. Cynthia Erivo is starting to look like Wesley Snipes here. You know that with AI, one day somebody will make a horrible-looking film like this and it might actually be good. Forget about Charlie's Angels. These ladies, if you can call them that, look like Charlie's shoplifters. They aren't angels, more like demons. Number 19, it's the blue states that generate 80% of America's revenue. Does that mean that liberals are better with money? No, it just means that they're better at siphoning off money from stock markets in New York and Chicago. The market is more like a mechanism for transferring money from Main Street to Wall Street. California is also about the tech companies. But blue states are too expensive to live in, and they're hellholes filled with homeless people. I think that surplus money creates liberals. Up next, somebody sums up how Zoomers see the world. The market is crashing and boomers can't retire and Zoomers say good. The Zoomers will never own a house and never had a job to lose, so they don't care. The boomers want to exit this world by spending America's youth into the poorhouse, with debt and then forcing the young to keep working to pay taxes to pay for their health care. Young people need to go their own way from the workforce and work as little as possible, and leave the country if they can. Screw the entitled boomers. But not all boomers are like that, so I don't want to see deranged entitled boomers attacking me in the comment section. Just like women have own group preference, many boomers out there have boomer group preference. Number 21, this couple were swinging for 10 years, but gave up because of cruel comments. Swingers, from what I've seen, often work out and are hot, and often do that to be desired so people will sleep with them. These two are boner killers. Yeah, it's a real big shocker that people don't like hooking up with these lumps of clay. Besides giving up swinging, that they give up their necks to. They were probably driving paying members out of the swing club. Moving on, why is it that more and more women can't resist getting disfiguring plastic surgery? Not to mention ugly tattoos, piercings, and hair colors too. People try and blend in and look normal. If the new normal is half your body covered in tats, and your lips look like a monkey's butt, then people will do it so they don't stand out. 25 years ago, you would have stood out like a sore thumb. Today, they blend into the degenerate background. Number 23, what's the first thing you notice about the average conservative woman? That she's a feminist in disguise, of course. Covert feminists oftentimes trick conservative men, and they'll attack you if you point it out. Also, many fake conservative women trick a bunch of men by making them think that they share the same values, so they can rake in the cash. Women are attracted to conservative men, so they'll do whatever is necessary to be with them. Up next, Matt Johnny says he's been a therapist for over 30 years, and that nearly 90% of his patients are liberals. Why do liberals have so many mental illnesses? If liberal women were thin and got more attention from men, they wouldn't be as mentally ill. Not to mention their philosophy or ideology promotes mental illness because it creates cognitive dissonance, because there are so many contradictions in it. Number 25 and the last one, meet Carla Bruni. She's Nicolas Sarkozy's wife. Looks like the jawline is the same, but her cheeks and eyebrows upgraded to uncanny valley realness. Looks like Sarkozy's tired of being with a woman, so he's now trying to turn his wife into a man in drag. All she needed to do was stay away from the buccal fat removal procedure, and she would have been fine. Most of the aging to the face happens thanks to UV light, as well as a poor diet and a lack of sleep. Ladies, look after yourself so you don't end up looking like a monster. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.